This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. Right here on the real side. And I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I bring guys like Corey on because you talk about some passionate people. And I mean some very passionate people who really believe in what they're saying. They're not just saying it because it sells something. He's got no product to sell. But he felt like his community, and I'm not just talking about the black community. He grew up in New York, moved to Baltimore. All I'm saying is that here you got a guy that really cares about the people around him. And he sees it happening, and he's not selling out to the party. It's not a party issue. It's not a partisan issue. It is 100% for him. It's 100% about what's right for America. You know, you take your hat off him and salute him. He is a veteran, which, you know, in my mind, no disrespect meant to our veterans. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. But, you know, when somebody's talking to you just because they're a veteran, doesn't mean they have all the answers. It means they're brave and courageous people. It means they deserve your respect and honor for what they've done. Doesn't mean they know everything or they have the right answer for everything. And same thing with stars, right? Think about it. Right? When you think about stars, we give them so much credit. I don't know why we give them so much credit. Remember what they do for a living. They get paid to lie to you. They get paid to get you to believe. And listen, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, you know, what they're doing. You know, they're entertaining us. I get all of that. But think about something. They truly get paid to get you to believe they're somebody they're not. And some of you, we don't go to the movies. My wife and I don't go to the movies that much. We find stuff we like. We watch it on television. We bring it up, you know, Netflix. You could send me a check. We bring it up on Netflix or Roku or one of those things. We guard what goes into our head on purpose. And since I started the show, it has been more of a challenge. Is that a real word? It has been more of a challenge to keep my mind straight. Sincerely. To keep from getting all stuck in the negativity and all that. So, I don't know. My admonishment to you is to make sure that you know what's going on. You don't have to listen. You don't have to listen to all the negative garbage, but you do need to pay attention to what's going on. Get involved in the conversation. And make sure people are following. You know, reach out to your nieces, reach out to your nephews, reach out to those people that you normally wouldn't talk to about politics. You know, we were taught as kids when you grew up, politics and religion, you stay away from that. You don't want to get anybody upset. I don't buy that for a second. I think that's totally wrong and off. We should be talking about this stuff as much as humanly possible. to our friends and loved ones and why we think that way. How about that? How about talking about why we think a certain way? That would be great. giving people a little insight, because some of you, you're in it like I am. I'm in it every day. So I do want people, I do want people involved in the conversation. I do want people to get knowledge from us, from us-ins, from the ones that are in it all the time. Anyway, let me get on with this. Not really, but I am. All right, so I thought I was going to read this letter that I found on the internet, and I may try to get her on the show. And recently, she single Hispanic mom, she wrote a letter and said, why I ditched the Democrats and became a Republican mom. Now, she is a mom, but why she became a Republican. She said, I was an idealistic and rebellious 20-something with a desire to save the world, and I quickly registered as a Democrat because that just felt right. And we're all about feelings, aren't we? As I became educated about the realities of the world, though, I began to doubt the change that those politicians promised would happen. With every election, it got worse and worse. Stories of lies and infidelity filled the news about men and women I once respected and supported. How could someone take an oath, make a promise, and break it so easily? Think about what she's saying here. This is such a true statement. The most important oath you take, as a married person anyway, is to your wife or your husband. You promise. Now, whether you believe in God or not, doesn't matter. You promise in front of God and witnesses, or if you don't believe in God, you promise in front of all those witnesses, and to the person that you say you love, you promise to be with her through everything. And I know guys that the first time their wives got really sick, they were gone. And vice versa. You know, I know women that left their men because money got tight, things happened, you got a disease, whatever it was. It's not what you promised to do, though. Right? Anyway, she goes on to say that, and I think it's a wonderful point, too. How could someone who takes an oath and makes a promise break it so easily? She goes on to say, after becoming a mom in 2006, a single mom at that, she said, I felt a growing disillusionment with my chosen party, with a son who was born 9 weeks premature, and we'll get to the rest of this after the break. I don't want to take this lightly. I want you to hear what this woman has to say. If we could get this across to more people to understand who is the party of the people, Republicans could become a lot stronger and a lot more diverse. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. It was a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I really do. Even if we're not on the same page, I keep harping on this for a reason. Because I do at times get email from some people who say, I want to call in, but I'm afraid to call in because, you know, I'm 180 degrees off the issue from you, and. And I go, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's okay. So we're not going to, you know, I don't know because I can't tell. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I want to get back to this. I want to do a little bit more about this on the mom that left the Democratic Party. See, I don't want to call her a Republican mom because she's a mom who happens to be a Republican. She's a mom who happens to or has decided to re-register as a Republican. And I've actually heard, you know, people say, I don't understand how any mother could be a Republican. I still haven't figured that out. Right? I still haven't figured out what that means. I mean, we're called hateful and spiteful and all that other fun stuff. But seriously? You don't know? And I'm going to find some of those clips. I actually have heard some of those clips. How could any mom be a Republican? How could any mom be this? How could any mom be that? I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty darn cold, isn't it? So let me get back to this. She goes on to say in the letter that after becoming a mom in 2006, a single mom at that, I felt growing disillusionment with my chosen party. With a son who was born 9 weeks premature and needed medical care, I was faced with difficult decisions. The first was leaving a job that I loved because I couldn't afford the kind of child care necessary to sustain a career that required a commute. My infant son also needed me for monitoring and his monitoring and his required medication. She said, I researched government assistance for moms, single moms, mixed heritage moms. I came up short at every turn and finally had to turn to the government for assistance to make ends meet. My early months as a mother proved to be a frustrating, humiliating experience. I found myself disconnected from the party that claimed to have my best interests at heart, but at every turn, I found stumbling blocks when I searched for ways to get back on my feet. I didn't qualify for some assistance because I was getting child support or because the home I lived in was valued at $1 million, even though it wasn't my home. Eventually, I worked my way through the various temp jobs before landing a position managing global accounts for an amazing company. As I began my journey to financial and social recovery, I began a search outside the political sphere where I felt I no longer belonged, because no matter what I heard come out of the party leaders' mouths, I experienced the exact opposite. Yeah, we never heard that before, huh? Right, this is, I got to tell you, even when I was running for office, I had people say to me, just don't talk about A, B, and C anymore, tell them this. And then when you get in, because you can't do anything until you get in. And then once you get in, you can do anything you want to. I'm going, hey, my mind doesn't work like that. It really doesn't. I don't want to tell you what you want to hear so I can get in the office. So I can simply do whatever I want to once I get there. So, the solution to my political conundrum was a puzzling and long road. I decided to take action and volunteer, attend events, get to know people, and ask questions to see if the Republican Party might be a fit. I had shuddered at the thought for so long, and I found myself curious. I landed a volunteer gig helping a California assemblyman with an up-and-coming Southern California candidate. He managed his social media for his campaign. While I struggled to find my footing, I felt I had found a place where I was appreciated, where people had real answers to my questions and real investments in my success. What resonated with me was the candidate wanted to right the wrongs made in Sacramento to improve job creation, reevaluate oh my God, no, this couldn't be, this has to be a Democrat, right? Because only a Democrat talks about that stuff. So going to Sacramento, which by the way, for those of you who don't know, has always been ruled by the Democrats. The Republicans have had very little power in the Sacramento in Sacramento, and recently, a couple of years ago, it used to be you needed 2/3 of the vote to pass a tax. So the Republicans were the only ones holding the line for that. So not only, so what they were able to do is get 2/3 of the vote, and there was nothing stopping them. Absolutely nothing. And they have gone haywire. They've been like, They've been like a bunch of kids in a candy store that have absolutely no limit to what they can buy and or eat. She goes on to say that the assemblyman wanted to reevaluate taxation, build a healthy place for families to live and thrive. As it began to appear to me, the Democrat Party in California was moving away from supporting the stabilization and growth of our economy. It was continuing down a road of heavy taxation, financial management. Now, she's thinking this through. She's working through all aspects of this. And notice that none of these things really are just about her. She wants the economy as a whole to be good and solid so everybody can survive, thrive, and grow. Right? She wanted everybody that she wanted this to be a healthy place, a healthy state where you get great education for everyone. Now, one sitting here should go, me. I was looking for what I could get. What were they going to give me? How come they were leaving me behind? Talks about single mothers, right? And some of the challenges she faced. It's out there. It's a problem. It's an issue. She went along to say, it was also in those moments I made new friends who shared my goals and aspirations, not only as a resident of California, but also as a mother and a burgeoning entrepreneur. Shortly after that, I began the road to co-founding my own social marketing agency focused on supporting small businesses and nonprofit organizations. Now, today's political climate, being a Republican, seems to be synonymous with right-wing conservatives who want to control everything, and that truly is not the case. One can be made a Republican and not be a conservative. And, of course, one can be a liberal and still be a Republican. That seems to be a shocking revelation to my friends. They don't get it. Many who are still uncertain of how I became a registered Republican. Well, maybe they stole your registration. You know, that happens. But usually not by the Republicans. The perception is that we're all gun-toting racists, and that simply isn't the case. I'm for conservative government spending, limited taxation, creating jobs, as well as a woman's right to choose what happens to her body. Not only that, but I have experienced the dysfunction of our government firsthand in places like healthcare industry, where I have struggled for the better part. Now, you want to hear the rest of this? Go get your coffee, warm it up, come on back. I got a lot to say about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm the crack, I'm gonna get straight.
We are back.
Everything goes chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, like I said. And, you know, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can, you know, there's a lot you can do over there. There are other people in there, so you're going to get some different viewpoints, different ways to approach things. So, again, I appreciate the time you spent with me. I want to get back to this letter. If you want to get a hold of me, it's joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so this woman is talking about how she switched from Democrats to Republicans and why she did it, how she felt. And a lot of Democrats I know that are leaving, you know, they feel the same way. They all say the same thing. You know, they feel like the party has left them. I mean, and we do, too. I mean, there's some of us in the Republican Party that feel like the party no longer represents us to a big degree. So she goes on to talk about how she felt more at home in the Republican Party, that they seem to be reaching out to her more. They seem to value her more. At least we value her more than just a vote. So she went on to say that she struggled for a long time with California's insurance policy for kids, trying to stay out of her son's health care for forever. And due to the nature of the split home and two different government agencies that have zero alignment on information, registration, or the ability to talk to each other in any way, shape, manner, or form, she was fed up with dealing with the process. She said, we took our business elsewhere. Being a mom has heavily skewed my thought process about politics. Being an entrepreneur adds an entirely new dimension. The Republican community I have become enraged within supports. I have become enraged within supports those who struggle with upward mobility. And those who, like myself, seek to realize their American dream, where I once saw the Democrats as the champions of the middle and working class. The Republican Party has chosen to reinvent itself with the purpose of creating a prosperous place to build a business. I'm not so sure I agree with the reinventing. I think they've always been there. They might be fighting for a little bit more now, or you might see the separation a little bit more now between the Democrats and the Republicans. Now, today's political climate is full of hot-button issues, you know, finger-pointing. At this point, she says, I've seen the conversations on Facebook and the news about the two candidates who have been chosen by each party, and I truly have to say that I don't support either. People are always asking, do you support Trump? Honestly, you can't say that I do. I can't for one moment pretend that because I'm a registered Republican that I will vote along party lines. And yet I still don't see Hillary Clinton as a solid representative of the values that represent me as a voter. Notice she doesn't say me as a woman. I'm so tired of hearing that. Yes, she's well qualified because she's a woman. Okay, I identify as a woman. What about me? No? Okay. God. She goes on to say, as a Main Street Republican, I am at a loss this year's events. It has been grueling to attempt to explain our chosen candidate to my son. It honestly breaks my heart to hear him ask questions about Trump. Can he deport people who weren't born here? Is there really going to be a wall between the U.S. and Mexico? How will my family, my fiancé family, has a home there who lives there, get back and forth? Does Mr. Trump really hate Mexicans? Now, see, part of that is what mainstream media has painted. Part of that is the way they've made him look. I mean, I got to tell you something. Where I live and in my community, there are some people who believe things about me, say things about me because I don't speak so good sometimes, that are totally false, but they've gotten other people to believe in it. They got other people to fall for it. She said, I could go on and on, but these questions shouldn't even be part of our dinner table conversation. America's the land of opportunity. You know, maybe you guys should go look at some of the commercials in the early 60s during some of the presidential races. They were pretty brutal. If you vote for so-and-so, he'll nuke Europe and Russia. And they show these graphic pictures of the atom bomb going off with millions of people dying. I'm sure some of you in the chat room remember that. So, and I love that too. That's what they're doing now also. Anybody who is not for illegal immigration, anybody for all these things, I'm for building a wall. We should have a wall. Matter of fact, the hypocrites on the left approved the wall. They voted for a wall. What the heck, they approved to appropriate the money under Bush and build the wall. Where's the money? Why wouldn't you do it? Now, Mrs. Clinton now doesn't remember that. All of a sudden, she has forgotten that. Even when you bring up the video of her saying it, she's forgotten it. Maybe she is sick. I don't know. Anyway, being a Republican mom, she said today, has its challenges, giving the current nominee. I've volunteered for work on a lot of campaigns in the last 5 years. I've met a lot of amazing people who are working hard to reform taxes, provide relief to small businesses, and put real jobs back on the table. She says it's frustrating to be overshadowed by such negativity. She said, however, I have faith that there are Republicans like Carly Fiorina, who is pro-marriage equality, has an awesome sense of humor, represents the kind of leader I hope to see succeed someday. At the end of the day, she says, I have faith in the people who represent me. I also believe that good will overcome. Well, what I'd say is, good can overcome, and good can only overcome if some of you will get off your butts and actually do something about it. Seriously. You know, there wouldn't be, people get, I've had some negatives on this one, but get over yourselves. There would have been millions of Jews killed in World War II. Some people would have got off their butts and stood up to Hitler. I mean, some of the greatest tragedies we've had over the years directly have to do with the fact that we don't stick up for our people. We don't stand up. And if the Christian church, yeah, here's the ones I get the negatives from. If the Christian churches had got off their butt and had stood up for the Jews in World War II, if they had made a big deal out of what was going on, if they got together, and Hitler knew this, if they got together and fought back, guess what? That war wouldn't have gone on for so long. There wouldn't be, they wouldn't have been able to kill that many Jews. Now, I've read stories that said Hitler said, leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. We know that wasn't going to happen. Right? We know that that was never going to happen. That they weren't going to build, that he wasn't going to leave the Christians alone. Eventually, he'd go after them too. But it kept him quiet, and it kept him quiet long enough so he could get his job done. Or what he believed to be his job, if you would. So I don't know. We need to wake up. We need to wake up and understand this is not, oh, God. You know, some of my Dem friends, I really don't get this. This is not the most transparent administration ever. Listen to the mainstream media who actually love him, who thinks Obama's God's gift to life itself. And they're irritated at how close this administration is. These are the people that are right into it, right in the middle of it. And you can't figure it out. Anyway, I don't know. Some of the stuff just drives me crazy. Okay. I mean, I have time to do it, but I'm going to try anyway. Obama hired a Muslim who praised the 9/11 attack and then put her on the U.S. Homeland Security Committee. Now, when you think about this stuff, is this really... Can I ask you guys a question? Raise your hand if you agree. Are any of you really surprised by this? Have any of you really... when you read this, did you go, oh, I can't believe it. You mean he hired somebody that hates America? He hired somebody that doesn't give a crud about us? Yeah, we all know this is nothing new. And not only that, Hillary won't change any of this. That's why I keep telling you guys who say, oh, there's no way I can vote for Trump. All right, don't. Don't. You can't be forced to vote for Trump. But I want to thank you for the next 40 to 50 years of the liberal Supreme Court judges that we're going to get. Right? I want to thank you for all the people that are going to have to pay to play in these United States. Think about this. These people made over $200 million since they've left the White House. How did they do that? What businesses do they have? What investments do they have that's turned that money around like that? Give that some thought during the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Okay. That'll let you enjoy somebody whistling for a while there. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I get to the next conversation or the next topic. You know, I've talked about this a million times, and the person who responded in Facebook, and by the way, we are, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. I give you a dozen ways, and I probably shouldn't do it. I give you a dozen ways to get to the show. And maybe I shouldn't give you that many ways. Maybe I force you, like the government does, to do something a certain way. But one of our listeners wrote that not since the Revolutionary War have citizens, now Americans, banded together in the opposition forced to tyranny to do the right thing for freedom. Now, I got it. I hear you. And this is part of our downfall. Okay? Seriously. And I say that from a standpoint of men had integrity. Now I know. Some of you are going to send me emails and start telling me, and I was going to go down this road, but some of you are going to send me emails and say, well, you had all the founding fathers had slaves, and they did this, and they didn't have that, and they all had... Save it. Save the Adams. Right? Just save them. Don't send them to me because I'm going to blow it off. When these guys signed the Declaration of Independence, when these guys went out to fight for you and I, they knew walking out the door. How many of you, if you thought by going out to one of these rallies to protect this country that you might lose your life, that it was dangerous for you, would you still go? Come on, answer that. Not to me. Answer it to yourself and be honest about it. You know, our founding fathers, when they signed the Declaration of Independence, they knew what was going to happen to them. They knew that going out there, that they would probably lose lives, lose family members, lose property. You understand by signing the Declaration of Independence, they pretty much signed the order to hang themselves. They signed their suicide letter. That's what they did. And then move forward all the way through the history of this country. Do you really believe that the men and women, or mostly men, obviously, that fought in the Civil War, fought for the freedom of the blacks, or to keep this country together, depending on how you look at it? Do you think that they really thought they were going to come back alive? Don't you think the majority of those people knew that going out there, that they were going to give something up? They were going to lose a limb, life, property, whatever? They knew it. They were willing to fight for it. They had guts. So I don't know. I mean, and I know I'm going to take some slack for this. Forgive me, because I'm not good with words. I don't mean it the way it sounds. I don't think we have the spine for the fight anymore. I don't think Americans understand. We are so far removed from history, from World War I, World War II, obviously the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. We are so far removed, they're just stories in a book. That's all they are. And there's not enough Americans with uncles, aunts, grandfathers at home that have seen war, can sit there and look at, and you see the look in their face when they're talking about countries and places and things they've seen. My Uncle Bill never really talked about what he saw at the war. But I had uncles that had several belly buttons on their body, if you would, where they had taken a bullet. And that's what it looked like afterward, you know? Some of those uncles came home from the war to become policemen. Think about that. I mean, either a lunatic, not playing with a full deck, or really cared about people. None of my uncles came home. My white uncles came home so they could get into the police so they could kill black people. Not a one of them. You know, Corey's on the show on a regular basis. Corey was in the service. Right? I mean, it takes a level of courage. I don't know if I have it. I tried to get in service. I couldn't get in. But I'm blind in one eye. It wouldn't take me. I don't know how much courage I would have had. I may have peed myself the first time I heard a bullet go by my head. I don't know. But I think that those days are gone. Now, when I saw, what was it, our soldiers that were picked up by the Iranian Army, Navy, whatever, ragtag team. And again, don't write me, because I am not just beating on those guys that got caught. I just finished telling you how I don't know how I would have responded. But I look at guys like John McCain who were beat and beat. He can't even hold his arms right. He can't even stand up straight because he was hung from his shoulders, so they dislocated. They beat him. They whipped him. We hear about these stories on a regular basis. Do we have that same character at the same percentage rates in today's service? I should have asked Corey that question. But when I saw those 10 men on their knees, and I get it, you know, so they got a gun to your head, you get on your knees. Right, but when they were crying, when I read the reports that they gave up the commander wrote the reports that they gave the passwords to their cell phones, they gave the passwords to the ship equipment and what have you. I was thinking there were men and women in World War II that would die before they gave those codes up. You would have tortured them for days before they gave the codes up, or if at all. Now, let's be clear, I don't know how I would have reacted. I don't know if I would have been a coward or a hero. I have no clue. I've not been in that situation. I have been in situations where I've had to act where they've been pretty serious, and I've been amazed at my own courage. At times, I walk away from something and think I've been a total coward about it. So you really don't know. But the strength of character, I am sorry to say, I'm not so sure we still have that. I'm not so sure that we still have it or understand it. See, these kids, these young men and women, some of them I talk to, this is not a video game. Because in the video game, you reset your life, you know, on the TV, whatever you're playing the game on, your computer, your TV set, whatever. Right? You hit the button, you do a reset, your blood goes back in your body, you get up, you start fighting again. When you're actually out there, and this bullet's whizzing by your head, it's a whole different animal. I almost think that the reality behind some of these video games sets a whole false sense of reality when these young men and women go out to fight in the field, in the battlefield. You know, look, how many of you watched the movie? A feel-good movie. For me, it's Independence Day, even though it was far out and whacked. You know, I started thinking how people do come together at certain times in life, how people, you know, in times of disaster. Look, I am a right-wing conservative Christian male, okay? There's a lot of things I don't agree with or believe in. But if my neighbors were flooded out down the street from me, I would jump in. I would help them with sandbags. I wouldn't care if they had pagan symbols on their wall. I wouldn't care what color they were, how tall, how short, how round. I wouldn't care. Because they're still human beings. And my religion calls me to love others. Don't get me started. Not agree with others. Don't have to agree with you what you're doing or what you believe. But I am called to love you. And in a time of need, if you need food, shelter, clothing, or somebody to put sandbags in front of your house, and I have the physical ability to do it, I'm going to be there for you. Because that's what I'm called to do. That's what I believe in. And that's the way it's supposed to be. We have, like I said, I keep saying it, Christian or not Christian or what have you, we have forgotten that we're Americans first. We are not Democrats or Republicans. We are Americans first. And when our men and women go to battle over there, they are Americans first. They are fighting for the principles of America. Now, I am a Christian that happens to be an American, but I'm talking in generality because I know I don't want anybody calling me out saying, well, you always say that we're a, yeah. If you're a Christian or a Buddhist or a Jew or whatever, you know, hopefully your belief, your godly belief is first in your life. I could be a Christian anywhere in the world. I can't be an American necessarily anywhere in the world. I could change and become if I'm an American, I become a Spaniard or whatever. But please do not tell people that I was ridiculing those men and women that got captured in Iran, because I wasn't. I'm just saying that after seeing what our guys from World War II, after seeing what our guy Vietnam vet guys went through, and even, what was it, Operation Desert Storm, after seeing what some of these people, young men and women went through, and they were able to hold it, I am concerned about the current group of men and women that we have going over there. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks for putting up with me tonight. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. See, you guys are having a conversation all by yourself in there, which is great. I don't really have a problem with that. I can go get a sandwich next time and just come back. You'll probably never notice. And I appreciate the time you spend with me. Send me emails, messages, texts, that kind of stuff. I really do appreciate it. You have been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday. Actually, The Real Side airs Sunday through Saturday all across the country. I want to thank you guys that have been part of that. Thank you guys that have called radio stations and said, please put this show on. I want more stations. Und I want more stations? Yeah, many, 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 many more stations. If you believe in the message, help me get it out across the globe. I do appreciate the time with me. Hey, have a safe day. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side.